you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle, and I want to hear from you right now. It's absolutely important that if you have kids and your family life has changed dramatically as a result of those play dates, those piano lessons, the youth sports that have been canceled, the practices that have been canceled, when those things start coming back, if you've kind of liked a bit of the quieter pace of the pandemic, how are you going to keep more balance in your family life and make sure that not every hour of the day is heavily scheduled? We're at 866-893-KPCC. Now, maybe you're someone with a totally different perspective. You can't wait to have almost every waking hour scheduled. And that's fun. Your family members are all high-energy people. They love doing all this stuff. So share with us how your family schedule is going to change in that circumstance. 866-893-KPCC. Let me quickly remind you, though, before we take our first call, that our next Film Week and Chill movie series has now been scheduled for Thursday evening, June 3rd, and it's a virtual event. No, we're not going to the theater at Ace Hotel in downtown Los Angeles until those events start reopening again with our Film Week screening series. But our Film Week and Chill series are just fun movies that I've chosen to try and help us escape a bit from the tension of the pandemic, of political rancor, just the economic trials that so many face, just to have some fun and to talk about a fun movie. The first one we did was on The Incredibles. The next one I've chosen is for Airplane, the 1980 comedy film that was written and directed by Jim Abrahams, David Zucker, and Jerry Zucker, all of whom will be part of our event Thursday night, June 3rd, 6:30 p.m. You can make your reservation by going to kpecc.org/in-person. We'd love to see you on that special event. Watch Airplane on your own, or if you remember it vividly because you've seen it multiple times, just come to the event where we're going to be talking about it. I'm in the process of choosing my favorite clips from that film, so it's going to be a lot of laughs, and I encourage you to join us. Lorna Patterson, as she was known at the time, now Lorna Lembeck, is going to be with us as well. She played one of the flight attendants in Airplane. She'll talk about her performance, including a very funny singing scene in that 1980 comedy. Make your reservations at kpecc.org/in-person. We look forward to seeing you then. Again, I'm asking those of you whose family life has been turned upside down and all your activities canceled, what changes are you going to make when you can get back to summer, all of those activities? Aaron, in Corona, how has your family life changed, and what are your plans post-pandemic?
Hi. Our life has changed by going out and seeing our friends and family as much. And when we do, we still keep our distance. We do lots of hanging out outside. I have a pretty good tan right now. And we're trying to keep things as normal as possible. I have a 10-year-old daughter who is an only child, so she needs to be socialized and be able to be around people. Her mental health is very important to me, and I know that being around people is something that is important to her. So,
were you a family that you questioned at times whether you were overscheduled?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so when you come out of the pandemic, obviously you're looking forward to all these social interactions and your daughter seeing her friends and all. But are you going to try and incorporate some of the slower pace of this time or not?
Oh, we have already started to socialize. Like I said, I mean, she's back at school, so there's that. She does wear a mask. She goes 2 days a week for a limited amount of time. And that has seemed to help. We do try to make sure that we take breaks and schedule just downtime where we have been out or we've been around a lot of people. So let's just not do anything and, you know, just stay home and stay away from everybody and make sure that we're aware of ourselves and that we're all okay.
We try and schedule those days, you know, pre-pandemic, and always difficult to keep those days on the calendar open without something. Oh, we have a chance to see someone who's just in town one day, or, you know, all those things that we all deal with. Erin, thank you so much. Erin in Corona. Brenda in Highland Park. So how has your family life changed, and what are you looking toward as your aim post-pandemic?
Our family life has changed quite a bit, and I would say in a lot of ways for the better. We have three kids, 12 and under, and we were always running around and worried about being on time before the pandemic. And when everything stopped, we were able to kind of collectively take a breath, even though it was stressful times. And now that things are kind of opening back up, we are being more thoughtful about the kinds of activities that we allow back into our family life, so that we can continue to have game nights and family time together. And just we want to be able to enjoy the activities that we partake in.
Yeah. Brenda, good luck and hope, you know, I know that's the aim so many families have, and it's challenging to keep that going. But good luck on that, you know, making sure that family time, just the family, is able to be protected on the schedule. When we come back, we'll hear from Priya in Manhattan Beach. She's right in the process of going through this right now. We'll talk with Megan in La Cunada, Flint Ridge. And we'll take your call as well at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. The previously overscheduled family, how are you going to try and avoid that if you want to change that coming out of the pandemic when the schedule fell apart because of the national health crisis? We'll be back in just 1 minute. Our family life has changed, particularly for parents of kids involved in all kinds of activities. What you're looking forward to things being like post-pandemic. You want to get back to the heavy schedule that you had pre-pandemic, or are you looking at maybe something in between? Let's talk with Priya in Manhattan Beach. Good to have you with us. So what's happened with your family?
Yeah, we were previously a fully scheduled, overscheduled family, and everything just stopped. And it was nice for a while, but as soon as my husband and I got our vaccine and the kids were back in school and things started opening back up, I was starting to look for opportunities for them to get back to it. And we're already back to karate three times a week and piano classes, and it's back to the, I'm trying to look for ways to occupy them this summer, and it's back to driving and drop-offs and being busy again, and that's the way I think works best for us. I feel like the kids lost a lot of physical activity and just the ability to learn and grow while they were at home.
Yeah, so you're not worried about overscheduling this. You feel like, you know, being active, having a full schedule is healthy for everybody.
I feel that way, yes.
That's great, and I'm glad that that's working for your family. Priya, thank you so much. This is exactly the kind of variety of family experience that I was hoping for. Melissa in Pasadena says, similarly, we want to go back to the pre-pandemic times, even though it's more work and there are increased stressors. It's better for my kid's health. He's just sitting on the computer. We try to limit the internet, but it's a struggle. I'd take our previous busy schedule for his sake. That's Melissa in Pasadena. Teresa in Eagle Rock, good to have you with us. So what's happening with your family and its rhythms?
Hi. My name is Teresa. I'm from Eagle Rock, and I'm calling in because we are a family of three who have had some big changes in our lifestyle. We have decided to move our family to Boise, Idaho. We're both native Angelenos, and I just left my job of 7 years.
Wow.
And we're doing this out of a decision to really just focus more on the family. And we want them to be active and physical, but we also want to be a part of their
a part of their sport, not just drop them off. I want to be there physically for them. So that seemed like a really important life-changing decision that we decided.
You have any nervousness over, particularly as lifelong Angelenos, in making such a big shift?
Oh, constantly. I feel like we're just full of emotions at home. We go up and down, and most of the times we're not on the same wavelength, but it's sort of this leap of faith that we're doing for our family.
And, I wonder, doing a change like that, was that something you'd contemplated pre-pandemic and you just decided that you were going to, hit the switch and do it as a result of the pandemic? How did it factor into this process?
Well, I do have in-laws that live in Sun Valley, Idaho, and we've visited Idaho for years, and it's always been a really beautiful place full of nature. But no, before the pandemic, it was never even a thought.
Okay. Thank you so much, Teresa in Eagle Rock, and we wish you and your family all the best. Sorry to lose you to Boise, but we wish you all the best for your family in that relocation. Megan, joining us in La Cañada, Flint Ridge. Megan, thanks so much. How has the pandemic affected your family, and what are you hoping to do post-pandemic?
So I work full-time, and I have a 5 and 7-year-old, and once the pandemic started and I started working from home, I kind of started to realize basically how stressful my life had become, trying to get home in time for sports practices and, pick up from daycare and all of those things that were involved with our lives, and how my commute had played into that stress. So as a result of that, I decided to switch jobs into something that would be closer to home and avoid that commute that had kind of taken over our lives.
That's great. So this gives you more time then to spend more time with your kids.
Exactly, yes. So I'm able to, not be that stressed out mom that's rushing from place to place, and we can spend more time together in a quality way.
Now, in switching jobs, did you have to give up something employment-wise to get the benefit of more time?
Yes. I mean, I'm taking a position that is maybe not on the same career trajectory that my previous position was on. It was a hard decision to make, but we decided it was the right one for our family.
All right, Megan, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And with us from Carthay Circle in Los Angeles, Laura. Laura, how has your family life changed?
Well, Larry, we are both from Europe, my husband and I, and we have 2 teenagers. And this rat race lifestyle of having your kids' schedules overtake your own and everything is geared to their and their activities is something that was completely alien to us and that we were having a lot of trouble adapting to. And as hard as the pandemic was, we were happy to have spontaneity and downtime and just all this time to connect with each other and to connect with friends when things opened up. But now that things are gearing up again, I don't want to go back to that rat race. But at the same time, I feel like if I don't do that, then my kids will be at a disadvantage when it's time to apply for college. Because I think that's why people overschedule them. It's all this anxiety about getting into college.
Yeah, and which is so unfortunate, because you would hope ideally it would be driven by your kids, not about concerns about them being able to get into college, but it's because they really love the activities. Laura, wish you all the best as you navigate that. You speak for so many parents about feeling that pressure from the environment with other parents and kids. And Sandra in Los Feliz says, I definitely have seen being in a state of tiredness isn't a way to live. We appreciate the little things more and not having plans over the weekend, because then it felt like an extension of the week. So Sandra looking at trying to keep some of the benefit that came with a less hectic lifestyle during the time of the pandemic. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Have a terrific afternoon. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up next. Debut novelist Donnie Walton is Terry's guest. I'm sure it'll be a great conversation. Then we'll talk with you tomorrow.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.